know, you were listed at 6'3", 215. Is that what you played at linebacker?
Actually, I was listed at 227, but I played at 215.
Oh, you played at 215.
210, 215.
Okay. Right. And so, well,
but I stayed
today,
away from these guys.
Yeah, today
I stayed on the weak side.
That's even lower than you.
It might be at this point. Today, you know, you get a 230-pound, 240-pound defensive end.
Yeah.
You know, rushing the passer.
Well, it's more of a speed game, I think.
Yeah.
And Tom would.
What would you be today, do you think? What would he need to be to play?
Let me tell you something. A couple weeks ago, Luke Kuechly was warming up right behind us, who I think is the best middle linebacker in professional football right now. Jim, there was not a very much size difference between Jim and his playing day and what I saw.
Tom turned to me. We were getting ready to do our game day live show, and he turned to me and he goes, "Hey, is that Luke Kuechly?" He goes, "Oh, my God. I'd love to play today," because he had this vision of going at these linebackers.
But Jim, to me, he didn't look like it. He looked like a 225-pound linebacker, you know, fresh-faced kid. I completely admire him. I think he's awesome. But I just wasn't impressed with his stature when I saw him.
And you know him.
I do, yes. Yeah. The greatest. He was my son's roommate at Boston College when they traveled on football. So he's the greatest kid, greatest family. I mean, what don't you like about him? I mean, he is he's always around the football. He may make – My son would say, you know, they'd be playing linebacker together, and he would have a bad read, my son would have a good read, and Luke would get to the ball before my son. So he does have a way of, you know, getting around blocks and finding the football, and that's what he does better than anybody, I think, finding the football.
You guys mentioned talking about practice. What was this guy like going against him in practice?
They were always tough. Like Tom said, Wednesdays and Thursdays, we went full.
What about demonstrations?
No, that was the worst part. That was the worst part.
Well, so he brought that up last week, he felt he had good hands.
He got me yelled at. He got me.
He did.
Vince Tolman got after me because of that, because he caught a touchdown on a Friday.
The best.
He said he was going half speed. So I'm like, okay. Then all of a sudden he takes off 100 miles.
If it's brother-in-law,
you're still
with
the ball, probably. But I'm guessing, right?
I tell you, the key element to the Bears' success at that point is starters played on special teams. And Jim and I had a combination of a lot of years together that we worked in tandem on one side of the kickoff return team. And I played it from my first year to my last game. Mm-hmm. And that was the one thing that kind of put the veterans involved with the younger guys on special teams, because starters were expected to play. And that's where Jim and I, offensive player, defensive player, linebacker, lineman, there's a lot of confrontations we had in practice. But, man, when we were on kickoff return, it was always the development of better teamwork in order to get the job done.
Jim, the continuity of that, though, is really rare today in special teams because the roster turnovers are so significant.
Right. And you think about the 85 team and who we had on special teams. We had Tim Reitman, Sean Gale,
Willie Gault.
Willie Gault. Ron Rivera. I mean, Calvin Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas Sanders. We had some players that eventually earned their way to a starting lineup after the 85 season. But that was some pretty good special teams.
That's an amazing list right there. I mean, when you think that's an unbelievable
list. I know I'm missing
some talent.
Guys, yeah.
That's
incredible.
Steve McMichael's on extra point field goal protection and extra point field goal block. I mean, he's a backup kicker. So, I mean, guys had multiple roles in different scenarios. Steve was also a tight end on short yardage goal line on the offensive side of the ball. So it's not all J.J. Watt. Steve McMichael and our guys did this long before Watt was ever the guy that's being promoted for
it
now.
Did you feel you were this was a good system fit for you when you played here?
It was unbelievable. They asked me to play to the weak side, play to the open side, concentrate on the pass coverage more than the blitzing and stuff like that. But, it couldn't have worked out any better. And coming from Michigan State, where I did learn, because I did play middle linebacker at Michigan State, so I did learn the blocking schemes and the tendencies of what they're trying to do to you, that really helped me as well.